Previously on Jasmine's Therapy.
Have a seat. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been. I've been kind of busy.
I know how that is.
I'm no longer married.
I noticed you didn't have your ring on when you walked in.
He passed away about 9 months ago. I'm now 60 days sober.
That's great.
Yes, it is. I receive love from my family. Everyone, they all love me dearly.
But yet, here we are, trying to figure out why you feel the need to see others suffer so you can be their savior.
I need someone to feel bad so I can feel good. I'm a fucked up person for that.
No.
No?
No. I don't think it's stupid at all. In fact, most people go through this. Okay. Tell me why you brought up self-sabotage.
Well, because it's another thing I feel I need to fix in my life. I do it a lot.
Okay. Why do you think it's a problem?
Hell, I don't know. Again, that's why I'm here. To unpack and figure out the meanings and shit.
You know, in order to unpack things, you need to recognize what's in the suitcase first.
Okay. What the hell does that mean?
You clearly feel there's an issue somewhere within you that creates these moments of doubt. I'm curious to know how you came up with that notion.
Well, isn't that what unpacking means?
Not necessarily. Unpacking it, as you call it, is breaking down the parameters of whatever situation you experienced in order to understand it better. I'm trying to see why you feel it's self-sabotage in the first place.
Look, this is all getting confusing. Can we talk about something else?
Sure.
So, I watch this show on Prime called Hot Mess Millionaire. I normally go on there just to see how bad some of these people act. It's my guilty pleasure. I know it's terrible, but that's me.
Why'd you do that?
Because I said it's a guilty pleasure of mine.
No, not that. The last thing you said. I know it's terrible, but it's me.
I don't know.
You've done it before. In previous sessions. I'm beginning to see that a lot lately. Not with you particularly, just in general with my patients. Just as if you're doubting yourself. You did it earlier.
When?
I'm looking at past notes, just earlier sessions last year.
Shit, Doc. I do it a lot then.
It's like you'll say something and then rebuke it with something negative. Like, I know I'm crazy for this, or I know it's bad, but you're saying things to minimize and denigrate your actions.
I didn't even realize I was doing it. I guess it's been happening for so long now. I don't even know I'm doing it. It's embedded in me now. Well, not embedded, but... Oh, look at me. About to do it again.
Yes, you were. But continue with the show. What was it called? Messy Millionaire?
Hot Mess Millionaire. It was a pretty quick episode, but it was pretty damn insightful. It's about this motivational speaker that had it all, according to what her goals were. Millions, big house, car, good marriage, and all the things that come with a perfect life, right?
Right.
So there came this point that she realized she wasn't truly happy with her life. I mean, she had all the things that most people desire, but soon she realized all those things came at a cost to her health and her sanity.
Okay.
Anyways, the point is, I thought it was pretty powerful. She said she eventually imploded. She called it being due to socially acceptable acts of self-hate.
Okay.
She said they don't call it self-hate because it's useful to other people. Like, for instance, working hard is a form of socially acceptable acts of self-hate.
Oh, that's interesting. Did she provide context on that notion?
Yeah, she meant working hard and not being able to turn it off. And, you know, you can't turn it off because that shit got to get done. Going to the kid's game and still doing work at the game. Not being able to make love to your spouse because you got that shit on your mind.
I can see that.
She also said self-sacrifice is a socially acceptable act of self-hate too. Basically, putting yourself last and throwing yourself under the bus to help others. That's all forms of self-hate.
But what about throwing yourself under the bus for the greater good?
What do you mean?
Well, this may be a very young example, but the effects are all the same. I was the oldest in my family. and one day we were outside playing baseball in the street. My little sister wanted to play with us. I was probably around 9 or 10 at the time. My little sister was 6. She wanted to hit the ball, so we gave her a little plastic bat, and I tossed the ball to her. She swung the bat, slid out of her hand, and hit the passenger side window, shattering it.
Oh, shit. What happened?
All the kids look like, uh-oh, and ran away, leaving my sister and me alone. She starts crying. My mom comes out, saw her back window smashed, and immediately gets angry. Because she... Before she can even ask, I told her I did it.
Oh, wow. You took the charge.
Yep. And as a result, ended up being punished for it.
So I guess that would be for the greater good. You didn't want your little sister to get punished, so you sacrificed yourself for it.
Exactly. To me, it was worth it. My sister and I often think back to that moment.
Did she ever thank you for it?
She did. And what's funny is, years later, I had a conversation with my mom about it, and she said she knew my little sister did it. She saw the whole entire thing from her bedroom window. She thought it was honorable, yet somebody had to be punished.
I get that.
My point is, sometimes you have to become the sacrificial lamb in order to get a better overall outcome for everyone. The reasoning has to be sound, though. And you can't do it for everyone. That's where the power of discernment comes into play.
You know, I'm still trying to learn about how to use discernment. Mainly how it applies to people who have done you wrong.
Well, we can unpack that.
Thank you for listening to episode 2 of Jasmine's Therapy. Tune in next week for episode 3 titled Discernment. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast series and others by searching for Stories by Ingolio Co. or Jasmine's Therapy. Show your support by checking out our new merch drop specifically for this podcast series on ingolio.com/shop.